The Fear Talking, The True Story of a Young Man and Anxiety by Chris Westerby, published by Barbican Press, read by Chris Westerby.
Orlando. There's a massive crack in the sky, and some of the bystanders shriek. The space shuttle Discovery appears through the highest clouds. The last echoes of its sonic boom roll around the lake. Another vicious, hot day. It's summer 2006 and we're in Florida, stood in a lay-by near the outskirts of Kennedy Space Center, my family and me. Our Grand Voyager's tires are powdered white by the chalky ground, its doors wide open to stop the heat building inside. Other groups are staggered about, all beside their cars, all looking up. They chat happily now and raise their cameras. What a picture. A shuttle. Coming down from space, over the busy carriageway, above the pristine lake, right before our eyes. And I've heard this might be the end of the last mission it ever takes. That's pretty damn cool, surely. But I can't focus. My left hand holds the empty Coke beaker I've carried around since our first morning here, when we waited for that downpour to stop before a big stunt show when I thought I was going to be sick. The idea is, if I'm ill, maybe I can, like, put my mouth in this beaker and it'll look as though...